RadioMD.com. A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
So where does one begin to get rid of toxic chemicals in one's life? Well, I was almost going to make a joke out of that and say, where does one begin to get rid of toxins in one's life? And then I say, well, look around and see who is toxic to you. And it's interesting because there are people who are toxic. You know, whenever you talk to them, it's always a horrible thing. Everything is down. Nothing is good. This is wrong. And the reason, you know, maybe toxic is not a nice word or a good word to use in relationship to people, but on some levels, they do corrupt your energy in the sense that if they're always down, their goal is to bring everybody else down, because it's like everything else in life. We always want to validate our position regardless of what it is, because if I can get you to believe like me, well, that validates me. That means I'm right, even if I'm wrong. And we see this everywhere. I'm not even going to get into any of that. I'm just going to say it's everywhere. So this particular segment is all about removing toxic chemicals from your house. Now, I was supposed to have a guest with me today who's really the expert on this, and I'm not. But here's what I would say to you based on my limited perspective. And I'll start with household cleaning agents. There are products in the marketplace because we use them, and I'm not into giving brand names, but if you go to your health food store and take a look at what they offer, you will find alternatives to household chemicals that you could use that are organic in nature, good for the environment, and will do the job you're seeking to get done. So that would be the first place to look. See everything that you can switch out. The next place you want to look from toxics chemicals in the house is if you're going to do any painting, carpeting, tiling, doesn't matter. Actually, there are products in the marketplace, and I don't know if the big box stores carry them or not, because they don't really cater to thinking people, so to speak. Hopefully no one's offended by that. But you may have to go to a specialty store to find paints that don't give off harmful vapors. You may have to find wood. You know, there was this whole thing, you remember a little while ago, about lumber coming from China, and the chemicals that were in there were making people sick. So you almost, it's unfortunate, truly unfortunate, that you can't trust retailers. You can't trust anything that you buy. Well, no, that's not true. There's a lot of things you can't trust. I was going to say you can't trust anything you buy, but that's not true. But there are things, you know, we've turned into a country that is all about profitability. And yes, you need a profit to stay in business, but there are degrees. And what you're willing to do or sell to get that profitability is really where the whole concept of karma comes into play. So I know there's a lot of people with really bad karma who walk around in $1,000 suits and driving Mercedes and Jags and Bentley. And in this life, everything is hunky-dory. In the next life, it's going to be interesting. But the issue is, how do we clean out the house? So chemicals are number one. Second place to look, the refrigerator. Really take a look at what's in there. Are the products you're buying clean? Are your fruits and veggies organically grown, or are they conventionally grown? And if that's the case, there's no telling what chemicals are there. You know, I was reading an article or having a conversation with somebody, and we were talking about tomatoes. Do you know that tomatoes are always picked green? And then they're gassed with, I think it's ethylene, and that's what makes them red. But fundamentally, they're green. If they were vine ripened, most of the tomatoes would be so damaged and rotten by the time they got to the stores, you wouldn't want to buy them. Look for organically grown foods. Another area that would come up would be your water. I am a distilled water advocate because you don't know where the water's been. You don't know what's in the water. And I don't know. I guess I am a cynic. And I really don't believe anybody. And take a look at some of the commercial waters that are out there. Coca-Cola has a water. I'm sure Pepsi has a water. Nestle's has a water. They all have a water. And what are the waters? Tap water. Or purified tap water. Well, the purification systems that are available out there today really cannot get out all of the garbage that's in the water. And that's one of the key reasons why in our family, we've been drinking distilled water for close to 40 years. And there is one brand in the marketplace that does start out with distilled water, and then it adds electrolytes. So you can find it if you're a bottled water drinker. And that's another thing that drives me up a tubes. Look at all of the waste. We're doing such environmental damage. And these are toxic. I don't care what they say about the plastic bottles. They still are detrimental to the environment. And we bought, you know, I don't know that there's any consciousness. I mean, it really gets to me. So anyway, that's another place to start. A third place to look, or fourth, I don't keep count of numbers. Plus, I'm dyslexic, so I forget the numbers. But your cosmetics. And guys, don't think that I don't do cosmetics. What astounds me is that men are doing those kinds of things. You know, we use underarm deodorants. We use shaving cream. The shampoos we use, the soap that we use, especially you take a shower, you're opening up your pores. Whatever you're putting on your body, there is a tendency, minute as it may be, there will be a tendency for your body to assimilate some of these chemicals. You know, that's why transdermal patches work, because your skin, not only is it the largest eliminative organ, it is also a consuming organ. So whatever you put on your skin is making its way into your bloodstream. And when it's in your bloodstream, as far as your cells know, it's building material. Even though the molecular structure is not something that it can use, the body is forced to use it. And because your body is divine, it has the opportunity to make it work. And therein lies the problem. Therein lies the corruption of your DNA, or the corruption of some of the genes within the cell that are designed to do proteins. And we'll cover that in a future date. So, but look at your cosmetics. If you cannot eat them out of the jar, ladies, this goes for you as well. Guys, I mean, I shave every couple days because I don't have to go to work every single day and be in public. I can stay at home and work at my desk. I just use soap. It's a great lubricant. It will do the job. Underarm deodorant, you could use a Thai stone, which will kill the bacteria because it'll alkalize it. Be aware of what you're putting on your body. If you can't eat it out of the jar, you can't drink it out of the jar, why put it on your skin? There are so many natural ways that you can approach things that will really be wonderful for your health. You've been listening to me, Michael Schwartz, on Radio MD. And what we want for you is to stay well and be happy.